When you perform palatal expansion on your patients, what happens to the pulp of those teeth that are being used to anchor the expansion device? Let me be more specific. Is there any trauma that occurs within the pulps of these teeth that are being used to perform sutural whitening? Furthermore, are the changes that occur in the pulp reversible, or does this force produce a permanent alteration in the dynamics of the pulp within the anchor teeth? Personally, I think that these are interesting questions. But how would one measure the effect on the pulp? Pulpal changes are typically determined in one way by measuring the blood flow within the pulp. This can be accomplished with a Doppler. Specifically, laser Doppler flowmetry is a tool that can be used to measure pulpal blood flow during or after some sort of orthodontic treatment. That's the mechanism that was used in an evaluation that appeared in the November 2010 Engel Orthodontist. The title of the study that utilized this methodology was Pulpal Blood Flow: Changes Due to Rapid Maxillary Expansion. This study comes out of the Department of Orthodontics at Cumhuriyet University in Turkey. The senior author is Dr. Hasan Babakan, who's an associate professor in that department. The purpose of this study was to evaluate pulpal blood changes in human dental pulp with a laser Doppler flow meter from the beginning of rapid maxillary expansion all the way to the end of retention. In order to accomplish this project, the authors utilized 21 patients. Now let me explain the expander that was used. This was a full coverage, light acrylic appliance similar to an aligner. In other words, it covered all of the teeth. An expansion device was anchored to the palatal portion of this appliance. So when it was delivering its expansive force, it delivered the force to all of the teeth. In addition, it opened the vertical dimension because of all the teeth that were being covered. Expansion was performed at the rate of one turn of the expansion screw per day. All subjects were expanded until the expansion was complete for the correction of the crossbite. Now, incorporated into the aligner was the ability for the authors to accurately measure pulpal blood flow of the maxillary central incisor, first canine, and first molar. These teeth had their blood flow measured before expansion, after the first week, then after the second week, which also indicated the end of expansion, and then at the third, seventh, and 12th weeks of retention. What did these researchers find when they compared the blood flow measurements during these time intervals? Let me answer that as succinctly as possible. First of all, the blood flow changes significantly during the first week of expansion. In fact, a laser Doppler flow meter showed that the blood flow was doubled in each of the three teeth after the first week of expansion. Were there any differences between the central incisor, first canine, or molar? The answer to that question is no. All teeth responded similarly. How long did the increased blood flow last? Good question. Actually, after the second week, which was the end of the expansion, the laser Doppler flow meter showed that the blood flow had reversed its trend and approached a more normal value. What happened with increased time? Actually, there was a decrease in blood flow gradually until the 12th week, at which point the blood flow was nearly identical to what it was at the outset of the expansion. So what's the point of this study? Well, since expansion has been around for a long time, I think we all realize that there's probably no untoward effects on pulps of teeth when we expand the maxilla and use the teeth as anchors. But it is important to know that there are physiologic changes that do occur within the pulp. The blood flow within the pulp doubles within the first week of expansion. But these authors have clearly shown that this apparent problem at the beginning is completely reversible so that blood flow returns to its normal rate after about 3 months. If you're interested in reviewing the study on changes in pulpal blood flow during palatal expansion, you can find it in the November 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.